Thanks, Dennis. And thank you for this award. I'm humbled, caught totally by surprise when I was informed earlier this summer that this was coming up. And thanks to Dave Grossenider, who I guess nominated me, and to the IBA for thinking me worthy of this honor. It's been an amazing ride. I've worked with a lot of amazing people, many of which are here today to help celebrate this event for me. I want to do some thank yous. First of all, I want to thank God, because he had a bigger design for my life than I even imagined. He kind of guided me when I was a senior in high school toward radio. I want to thank my wife, Jerry. She's been by my side through all of these amazing years, and there was many times when she would come home from work, jump out of her car, and I had mine running and waiting, and she'd jump into mine, and we'd be off to a ball game. And she sacrificed a lot of her private time for that, and I know we're looking forward to retirement together here the first of next year. I want to thank my amazing kids, too, Tracy and her husband Rick up in Sioux Falls, and Michelle and her husband Chad, and they're down in Springfield, Missouri, and then Chris and his wife Karen down in Kansas City. Got four grandkids, Carissa and Alexandra. And, of course, Chris is married to Cass, and they've got two amazing young kids now, under two, that have blessed us as grandparents, great-grandparents, actually. And then our two grandkids, Carissa and Alexandra, from Tracy and Rick up in Sioux Falls. And Alexandra is going to be getting married next month, so we're happy to welcome Brandon into the family, too, next month up in Sioux Falls. And my sisters are listening. I've got a chance to spend a lot of time with them now since I retired about 5-plus months ago. My sister Teresa, Melody, and Tammy, and I think two of the three, possibly all three, are listening in here today. And a couple of high school friends that I texted, and I don't know whether they're listening today or not, but it's good to have them on board if they are. And to the amazing staff here at KLEM. You know, you guys are more than just workmates. We're like family here, and it's made going to work every day just a pleasure. I can say this now because I'm retired, but Dennis, I would have done this without getting paid, actually.